Hi guys, this is Terry. I'm on.
All righty, good, Terry. Okay, it is 10:30 a.m. on September 4th, 2024, and the September meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. We'll do a roll call. Dale Nyblade, present. Sherry Mays.
Present.
Terry Brown.
Present.
Michael. Here. Not yet. Suzanne Coleman.
Present.
Eileen Pettit.
Present.
Deb Bright.
Here, present.
And Michael, did you just join? Don't know Michael, okay. We also on the call have Megan Darien, our executive director, and Seamus Monahan, our assistant attorney general. Declaration conflicts of interest. Hear none. Review, discuss, and approval of the August 7th minutes.
This is Sherry Mays, and I make a motion to approve the August 7th minutes as written.
Okay, Terry.
This is Terry Brown. I second Terry, the motion to approve the August.
Thanks, Terry.
Minutes.
The August minutes, or the, yeah. Okay, we've got a motion to approve the minutes as written and seconded by Terry. Any discussion? We'll do a roll call of those to approve it. I guess there's only three of us. Dale Nyblade, aye. Sherry Mays.
Aye.
Terry Brown.
Aye.
And Michael. Not yet. Okay, those minutes have been read and approved by those that were on the call in August. Move on to Agency Operations Director's Report.
National Commission of State Opticianary Regulatory Boards, or NECSO, has discontinued offering examination to Arizona Dispensing Opticians Board since June 1st, 2024. According to the organization, this decision is solely a business and financial one. Also, the budget for fiscal year 2026 has been submitted to the Governor's Office of Strategic Planning and Budgeting, or OSPB.
Okay, so it looks like we're down to the four times a year that the ABO and NCLE give their exams. So we'll have to see an adjustment there probably on our applications for licensure. Okay, let's move on to 5A, application for licensed optician.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the following applications for licensed optician from Austin Waller, Cynthia Hansen, Baba Tahori, Vanessa Murrieta.
This is Sherry Mays, and I'd like to second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to accept these applications for licensed optician. Any discussion? Move to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Michael Searle? Still not yet. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
And Deb Bright?
Aye.
We welcome those four new licensed opticians in the state of Arizona. Congratulations. Move on to 5B, applications for optical establishment.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the following application for an optical establishment from the Oakley B110 store in Peoria.
This is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to accept that application for optical establishment. Any discussion? Roll call vote again. Dale Nyblade, aye. Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Deb Bright.
Aye.
The application is approved for Oakley B110. Congratulations. Possible violation, there's been a complaint filed with the board against USV Optical, JC Penney Optical, and I would like to accept the motion that we set up a investigation process, having our investigator, Jen McClafferty, do an investigation. And Suzanne, if you would be, I'd like you to be the liaison for the board that Jim would report his findings to.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would be happy to do that.
Okay. So I would.
This is Sherry Mays, and I'd like to make a motion to have Jim McCrafferty start an investigation at the J.C. Penney listed in the complaint.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Mr. Chairman, I think we have to add the liaison into that motion if she could amend that.
That would be best.
I'll amend the motion to include Suzanne Coleman as the liaison.
And that's based on the allegations that are also contained in that complaint?
Correct.
Thank you.
I second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to start an investigation or at least do the preliminaries with our investigator, James McClafferty, and liaison with the board with Suzanne Coleman on the complaint against USV Optical. The complaint was filed on the 26th of August. We have not heard a response yet from USV, so that will all play out as we move forward. Any questions? Any discussion? Okay, we'll put it to a vote. Move this 6B into an investigation situation. Dale Nyblade, aye. Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
And hopefully we can have something. This will go on a future agenda item. Seven future meeting dates. We've got October 2nd, November 6th, and December 4th. Three more to go this year. And future agenda item 6A will move forward into the next meeting in October. Any other questions or discussions? Okay, call to the public. Jim, thanks for being on the call. Appreciate it. Other public members, thank you for being on the call. Any other discussions? Any other future agenda items? I want to thank the board for all being present and accounted for, and hope you all have a great rest of your week. It is now 10:39 a.m., and this meeting of the board is adjourned until next month.